told you guys they would change the dates. Well, the rapture is back on, according to the false, fake, lying prophet Joshua Malakela, or Joshua Malakala. Malakala. This is disastrous. We might be witnessing the beginning of a new cult. I think sociologists will actually literally be studying this, because we've never had access to so many potential future cult members and their thought process, and them going through the disappointment of a fake rapture prediction to then losing some members and having the remaining ones double down. Hey, Joshua's right all along. We've got our new calculation. You've got to hear this new calculation. This is insanity. And lies from Satan in the name of Jesus. And I know there's a lot of sincere Christians caught up in it. But you, it's the most gracious, loving thing for me to tell you. You are caught up in spiritual deception, not just well-intended, oops, I made a mistake. Like, this is an actual spiritual deception that will harm your soul, harm your witness, and harm others. And it will lead to other future problems if you don't learn the lesson. Like, this is here, not a prophecy, but my prediction based on many years of experience in life, okay? I'm telling you, not as many as some people, but a lot more than I used to have. I'm telling you that you will have many other major errors in your life because you misinterpret events and your feelings and your experiences as the voice of God. And that's the hardest part to overcome. Anyways, we'll get more into this, but you've got to hear the footage. Okay, listen, the guy prophesied that the rapture would happen on September 23rd and 24th. He swore up and down. He said it was the very words of God, that not a single thing he said would fail. It didn't happen on that date. And then he kind of went dark for a few days. And then he came out recently back on the Sent Twins podcast, which I'm about to show you. And he, at least this time, these ladies pushed back. So props to you, ladies. You offered some pushback. I'm glad you did that. That it was bad that you platformed him to start with, because he's a fake lying prophet and it was obvious. I think to anybody who has discernment, otherwise you shouldn't be platforming prophets at all, if you can't tell. And this pushback that you provided this time, the second time around, that was helpful. This actual interview is going to do, in a sense, more good than harm, because it allows the public conversation to take place. So let's have that conversation. Let's bring good out of the harm. Listen to this. They welcome him back. This is on September 26th. So it's 3 days after he said he would be raptured. He literally, in their previous interview, promised, I will not, they go, we'll have you back on September 25th after the rapture. He goes, never gonna happen. I'll play that clip later. Listen to this. It's highly educational, but I also believe that somebody out there is gonna watch this video and you will literally be delivered from this future cult or some other group, because you'll start to go, my whole way of processing the voice of God needs to be adjusted. And that's very important. So here we go.
Mr. Joshua, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you. Thank you for welcome.
Yeah. So we are back here. Today is the 26th of September. That is the big elephant in the room.
Yes.
And the last time you were here, you assured us 1,000,000,000% that we would not be here today because of the rapture. So I think before anything, we're going to give you the platform to speak. Now I feel like it's fair to give you an opportunity to talk. Speak. Yes, sir.
So you have to understand, their podcast has never, or their YouTube channel, I should say, has never grown as quickly as it did because of this Joshua guy. Not like they weren't successful at all, but they didn't have as much traction. They had tons more traction because of this guy. Getting him back on is really good YouTube content for them. But also, it's going to be spiritually helpful to people. Even though he's spreading lies, it's so bad. The lies are so bad. I'm going to show you how bad the lies are, that it will, I think, wake a lot of people up. And some will not. Some will be locked in delusion. But nothing would wake them up anyways. Nothing would. So I just say they're unstable spiritually. And that's just what the Bible calls them. It says that these false teachers entice unstable souls. Scripture says it. So let's look at some clips from this podcast.
Jesus is God who came down from heaven.
This is out of the playbook of Benny Hinn. So Benny Hinn says that when he gets in trouble, I kid you not, in a rare moment, he was advising these other pastors on how to deal with their controversies. So he goes, when I get in trouble, I just focus on the gospel. And so he'll just preach the gospel because he knows how disarming it is to Christians. So he starts the podcast by going, I'm all about Jesus and I just want to preach the gospel. I believe this is insincere, that this is damage control. I'm glad that the gospel is being preached, just like Paul said in Philippians, right? I rejoice that the name of Christ is being proclaimed, but I don't pretend about the motives. It's bad motives, just like Paul discussed. These are bad motives that he's got, and it's manipulation that he's trying to do through it. So he filibusters, and he drags. It's 20-something minutes before you even know what he's talking about. But he starts by saying that, I'm sorry, it is comedy, okay? This is comically bad. And you're going to think so too, 95% of you, when you see more of this content. Anybody who thinks like, Mike, you know, don't point out that it's actually foolish. Like, no, that's kind of the whole point of this video, is to show that it's actually foolish. So I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh when laughter is appropriate here. God even laughs. He sits in heaven and laughs as they plot against him. This is can be appropriate. So listen to how he sets the stage. And boy, the Scent twins, these ladies are like so confused by when he says this.
In 2018, after God had revealed this date, he said to me one day, you are like my last arrow in my quiver. And what he meant by that was that he was going to use me in this last move before he comes.
What you're getting here is a glimpse of the egotistical position he believes he has. I am God's final arrow in his quiver. I'm the last messenger of God. I mean, this is like what Muhammad said. This is delusions of grandeur that go beyond. So this is what's inside this guy's mind. He is incredibly puffed up. There's an incredible amount of arrogance and self-assurance. And I think he's being fed lies from Satan, and he's just totally sucking it up because it feeds his flesh. But follow along, because it just is going to get crazier and crazier.
The date that I have given people, it is the final one. You might be confused for now.
Yeah.
It is the final date. No one else in the whole world will come with another prophecy for the rapture date. Mine is the final one.
Yeah. He said that about September 23rd. And what he's saying is that previous September 23rd prediction, that was accurate. I was right all along. And the day he's saying this on is September 26th. But I kid you not, droves of his followers are 100% on the same page with him. And in this interview, you're going to find out why. And it is very bad reasoning. And I'm going to show you, I'll demonstrate why. It's very simple to demonstrate where their super complicated mathematical algorithms go wrong. I'll demonstrate that for their sakes. If you guys are still watching, I know that it's very easy for you to ignore contrary voices, but I'm a man who believes in Jesus, who actually has a track record of doing ministry, unlike Joshua. You know where I'm from. You know what I stand for. I've been doing it for years. So I encourage you to just at least listen all the way through and think about it. It doesn't hurt to just think about it, because I'm certainly not telling you not to have hope in Jesus. I'm just telling you not to believe Joshua.
When you see this quiver, I mean, this arrow going all over the world.
He's speaking of himself going around the world here.
Shaking the entire world.
He's speaking of himself shaking the entire world.
This, my point here is that this is the doing, or this is the work of God. God is blowing his own trumpet to the world, announcing his coming.
So is he the trumpet? Is that what he's getting? This is confusing and strange, but it's obvious what he's saying about himself. I'm going around the world. I'm shaking the world. I'm God's final arrow. He has leveled up, not down. He has leveled up his sense of self-value and worth. Now, this is one of the reasons why I say this is the makings of a cult, because this is how cults get started. Because what he did was he got a huge amount of attention because of just the viral nature of online content. Now, probably the majority of people seeing him didn't believe him. A lot of people were on the fence, but then there was a core who is a significant number, who totally believed him. They sold houses. They messed their whole lives up because they believed him. They were so convinced. They were making videos. They were doing gatherings. And then the date came and passed and didn't happen. So some of them will fall away now. That's going to be the formula now. Some of them will fall away. Others will double down. They will be more committed than ever. They will trauma bond with this guy. They will be more committed than ever. And he's leveling up his rhetoric. I'm the final arrow in the quiver of God. I'm the trumpet. I'm effectively the trumpet of God here in the last days. So as they're learning to deny reality and just trust Joshua, and he's leveling up his rhetoric about being not just, previously he was like, I'm not a prophet. I mean, even though he was prophesying, clearly he was acting as a prophet, he denied it. Now he seems to be leveling up. This is a super scary scenario. It's actually genuinely scary. I'm terrified for the people who are involved still, who still believe this man. And I'll show you, people, if you're listening, please listen. I'll show you why you cannot believe him, why it's literally impossible for him to be telling the truth right now. He cannot possibly be speaking from God.
God is blowing his own trumpet.
All right, let's do the next clip.
People think I've changed my stance. I have not changed my stance.
You still stand on what you said.
Exactly. In 2018, in a loud voice, God said to me in a dream, there'll be no...
I think he's looking at himself in a camera. I could be wrong. He keeps glancing over to the side. I think he's like, look at himself going, look at me, check me out. I look really strong. But he goes back to this 2018 thing, and he's like, God told me September 23rd, 24th, that this would be the day.
No World Cup 2026. I'm going to cut it short. Again, there will be no World Cup next year. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm going to listen. We're all going to listen real careful now. You're going to hear these words. Double down. I was not wrong. He's going to later say he's not sorry for any hurt he caused people. And he is still right about September 23rd, even though it's 3 days after September 23rd.
Same year, he appears to me face to face and he says, 2025, in September of the 23rd and the 24th, I will come to take my church.
Did he come?
Did he come?
Yes.
I will tell you. So in 2018...
I told you I was going to laugh. It's hilarious. Did he come? I will tell you. Now, 7 years ago, he drags this on for like half an hour. He will not answer the question. He's gonna take as long as humanly possible to answer this question. He'll talk about all kinds of other things till he finally gets it out. Ruslan watched this interview, and he did a live reaction to it. And he said it was, I think his words were something like, the most insufferable podcast he's ever seen. 100% agree. He was... It wasn't the twins. It was him. It was Joshua. It was absolutely insufferable. But this is how you double down. See, now he's bifurcating the audience. There's going to be those who are fiercely, fiercely loyal to Joshua. They're super mad at me for even saying these things. They're literally thinking, I wonder if Mike will be struck down because of the words he just said about Joshua, because they have such high regard for him now, even though he's only failed, only led people astray, only hurt them and harmed them. They have super high regard. Others will just be on the same page as me. Now, I hope this video will draw some of that small core out and stand as like a video where one day when that core starts to doubt a little bit and they Google something and they go, hey, maybe this video will pop up. And you'll go, man, I should have listened a long time ago. I'm out. You know, so I'm hoping that will happen. But let's continue this to this man who is doesn't care about anybody but himself, does not care about any of you. I care about you. I don't care about you the way I care about my wife. I don't know you. Right, but I do care about you. I try to love my neighbor as myself, and you're my distant neighbor, but still, we care. You, just like most of you, would have some amount of care about me. Joshua is a unique person. He don't care about nobody.
I received this visitation from him, right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you this. The last two days of
uncomfortable,
the 23rd and the 24th, I did a live, right? Most especially on the 23rd.
And he says I did a live. He means he did a live stream. It was that 12-hour live stream that I reviewed in the video before. I'll put that video in the link in the description, and you guys can check it out. It was crazy. It was revealing, but he ain't done. And I guarantee you, after October 7th, he's not done. I'm like 90% convinced that he won't be done, because he's just going to come out with another revelation. I'll even tell you how he's going to do it, because I can, I'll show you. You'll see. It's all coming.
People were watching. A lot of things transpired there, but the rapture did not happen. We're all here.
Remember he said the rapture did not happen. We're all here. I feel like that might be important later, because there's like maybe a 40%. I'm just guessing here. There's a chance that later he's going to say the rapture did happen, and he'll reinterpret the meaning of the rapture, because he's running out of options that I can think of. probably an even better chance is what he'll do is he'll do like another date thing where he's like, "Oh, we miscalculated the calendars. That's why." You'll see. You'll see, because that's what he's about to do here.
Yep.
But were my words true? And let me ask this way. Are my words true?
I want you to see the smug. You can see smugness. It is visibly available to be seen on people. As wrong as he is, he's covering it up with as much confidence as possible. Okay, because that throws people off. How can you be that confident when you were, if you really were that wrong? Well, it's easy. You're a total liar. That's how you do it. Watch this little, like, 5 seconds again.
Ah, my words true.
Actually, let me show them again. You could tell they're not buying it. This is not his core audience. This is just a podcast, a YouTube channel that brings him on and that is willing to, you know, put his content out there. And that's what he needs. He needs to get out there again. He needs to try to do the damage control and retrieve and recover. So they're not buying it, really, I don't think at all. But by the end, I think they're on the fence a little bit. Maybe by the end. It's a little difficult to tell. They seem like they're on the fence by the end of the podcast, and you'll see why.
I am a billion percent sure that the rapture is going to happen on the 23rd and the 24th of September, 2025.
This is actual insanity. He is saying not, I got the wrong date. He's saying, and you'll see why, September 23rd and 24th, what you think of as September 23rd and 24th, aren't the real September 23rd and 24th. There's another September 23rd and 24th, the real one. And guess when it is? It's in October. And he's going to say October 7th and 8th. I think he meant 6th, Algin. He's going to say it's in October, after the first week of October, that's the real September 23rd and 24th. And he's going to do Gregorian and Julian calendars and all this stuff to try to prove it. And it's all bunk. And I'll show you.
I'm so confused. Same here. So,
okay. Just hold on a bit. Mm. Mm. Let me present this. Mm.
He takes forever to present this stuff. Okay, skipping ahead to the next important clip. Where is it? Let's see. 7 minutes later, we get to something interesting.
And then he brings the answer. And then he says to me, days from now, literal days, not months. Mm-hmm. Days from now.
Now he's talking about a vision he had after the rapture failed. God comes to him and he goes, days from now.
Mm. I'm going to come to rapture the church.
Are you setting another date?
You have to listen to me.
Days.
Mm. Okay. Leave the flow.
Oh, man. I got to play those girls again. That was great.
I'm going to come to rapture the church.
Are you setting another date?
You have to listen to me.
Days.
Hmm. Okay. Leave the flow to flow, right? Leave the flow.
Listen. There was no...
I got to be honest. If I was in the room with him, I'm not a violent person. But I would be tempted to punch him in the face. It would absolutely be tempting. The condescending, deceptive, bold-faced lie in the name of Jesus, misleading people, starting up all over again, another false lying rapture thing that's just going to turn into another mockery, round of mockery online against Christianity, and a bunch of Christians splitting between those who see the truth and go, guys, we got to call this out, and those who are like, why are you so mean? I'm growing in Christ because of this. And then them being deceived. And it's just with this look on his face, let the flow flow.
Listen, there was no amount of days, just days.
Leave the flow to flow.
Processing.
Leave the flow to flow. Well, his flow flows and it takes a long time to flow. It's a slow flow flowing. And he, a little bit later, let's see, 6 minutes later, he finally says this.
So I've sent you a video.
Sent you a video. Now, what he's talking about here, I don't want to play too much of this YouTube video, but he's talking about here is a friend calls him and goes, hey, after like a day or whatever after the rapture failed, he gets a video sent to him. And in this video, there's a guy who, I wonder if I could get his name. No, probably not. Oh, Bro Scott. Bro Scott, the YouTuber. He has a video where he's saying, Joshua was right all along. It's the calendar that's wrong. We weren't on God's calendar. And God's calendar is different than the calendar we use. And then September 23rd is in the early part of October. So this is him discovering this. He doesn't actually have this idea himself. He gets it from Bro Scott, who's wrong. I'll show you why.
God tells him to go look at the Julian calendar. We know in part, and then after, we know in full.
Okay, there were so many lies right there. It was crazy in that tiny little phrase. He takes 1 Corinthians, now we know in part, but then we shall know, as we are known. That phrase is, of course, talking about when we go to heaven, we'll know as we're known. He's using it completely distorted. Again, the abuse of scripture is the biggest red flag, the easiest way to know that Brother Joshua is a false teacher, false fake prophet. It was known forever ago. From the first time, literally the first 1 minute little video he put on his channel, his YouTube channel, which has like two videos on it or and some shorts, Exodus 20:25, I think is what it's called. From the beginning, he was misusing scripture. And that's all you had to do is know the word. Think biblically about everything and go, hey, you're abusing what the text of scripture says in these passages. I showed you guys 1 Thessalonians, how he distorted it in my first video, or was it my second video on this topic? Anyways. He sees this thing from Bro Scott, and Bro Scott says, and he's going to say, forgive me, I got off track. 1 Corinthians, first we know in part, then we know in full. His interpretation is, so during the 23rd, 24th of September, we knew in part. We know the rapture will be on this date, but now we know in full. But September 23rd, 24th is actually in October because of the Gregorian and Julian calendar difference. Now, Julian calendar, we haven't used that in a very long time. Yes, September 23rd is on October 6th and 7th on the Julian calendar. We use the Gregorian. That part is true. Everything else is a lie. Let's go to the next part of this. Skipping ahead. Takes him another 3 minutes before he gets to something that's worth looking at.
I'm a billion percent sure that the rapture is going to happen on the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025. But when you cross over straight from this Feast of Trumpets to our Gregorian calendar, it will put you on the 7th and the 8th of October.
Okay, let me itemize the crazy of this clip. So first off, he actually doesn't even know the right dates. It's not 7th and 8th, it's 6th and 7th. One YouTuber got this wrong because there's a whole bunch of videos going on. Brother Joshua was right. Joshua was right. They're putting videos out. They're going all over the place. So it's 6th and 7th, not 7th and 8th. Joshua doesn't know that because he's not an intelligent man. He's not. He hasn't even come up with this on his own. Here's what really happened to Joshua. He says God spoke to him and he had a vision. What happened is he sat there waiting for the internet to figure it out for him. And then when he found somebody, Bro Scott, he goes, that'll work. And he grabs it and he tries to use it, but he doesn't even understand it. Neither does Bro Scott. Here's some of the problems with this current theory. There's a bunch. So one of the problems is that the Jews do not use a, the Jews do not use a Julian calendar, and they don't use a Gregorian calendar. It's irrelevant. Whether we use Gregorian or Julian calendar is absolutely irrelevant to the calculation of new moons and feast days on a Jewish calendar. They use a Jewish calendar. They use the Hebrew calendar. So that's why Passover changes every year on our calendar. And the Feast of Trumpets is different every year on our calendar. Every year it's different because they're calculating it based upon a Hebrew calendar. The new moon, and they, you'd think that they knew this. You'd think Joshua knew this. He talked about how they calculated the new moon in order to find out what date it was going to be on. It's not like the Feast of Trumpets is on September every year. It's not even in that month every year. It just changes depending on the Jewish calendar. So Gregorian, Julian, complete distraction. Doesn't even matter at all that these are different dates. That's probably the biggest issue. There's other issues as well with this. And maybe now is a good time for me to go into that. Let me show you guys that it's not possible for this guy to change dates. He's not allowed to change dates because he didn't. Everything about it is a lie. Oh my gosh, it's so, so offensively bad, embarrassingly bad, and dumb. And so many people are falling for it. It's really bad. I want to show you guys, though, this was, you know, about 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago now, September 9th, excuse me, when it was 14 days before his rapture prediction. And I'm going to play footage from his prediction so that you know he's not allowed to change dates. He said it would be that September on a current modern day calendar. And then he said it would be 14 days away. And then he said that every word out of his mouth was from God. So there's no wiggle room here. You're not allowed to change dates. Joshua, you're like one of the biggest scumbags of 2025. I don't know how else to put this. Does that sound harsh to you guys? Let me see what Peter would say. For whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever? That's how Peter would say it. That this is a man who is spiritually lying and deceiving people, and it's irrefutable. The reality of it's irrefutable. Let me play for you some clips.
Whether you are ready or you are not ready, the rapture in 14 days from now is going to take place.
Hey.
14 days.
Not September 23rd. 14 days. So you can't have a new September that's more than 14 days away. That's not logically possible. But maybe he just got that part wrong, Mike. Maybe he was wrong about 14 days, but he was right about September 23rd. No, that doesn't work.
So beyond the rapture that will happen in 14 days on the 23rd of this month, that storm is brewing and is ready to take over the world.
14 days and September 23rd of this month, it was clear what he meant. It was clear what he believed, and it was clear what he was saying, and he declared that these were the words of God. Now imagine if a prophet in the Old Testament was like, I wrote to you that this would happen, and I believed this is what it meant, and everyone else believed this is what it meant, and I declared to you that everything I meant to say was true, but now I'm telling you I've reinterpreted my own prophecies. The reinterpretation of prophecies that have already failed, that is a significant thing in cults. Now, there's always debates over the meaning of a prophecy. There's prophets in the Bible who wrote and they didn't really understand what they were writing. They wrote God told them write this, and they're like, you know, some aspects of this, I don't really know what it means. They desired to look into these things. That's fair. That's a possibility, but that's not what Joshua did. Joshua knew exactly what it meant, and it gets worse. Here's what else he said during that September 9th interview that contradicts his current September 26th interview.
To the people who are opposing my message, even pull up scriptures to oppose what I'm saying. This is what I have to say to you.
Listen to what he says to me. I did this before the rapture, pulled up scriptures to oppose his message. Look at the gauntlet he threw down.
You, on that day of the 23rd, who is God going to back up? You or me? Whose words are going to fall to the ground? Mine or yours?
Yours.
I'll say this again. The date of the 23rd, which is going to be the rapture of the church, this date is irrefutable. You have to...
It has been refuted.
Listen to what I say, because the words that are coming out of my mouth are coming straight from the mouth of the Almighty God. So none of the words that I speak will fall to the ground.
Every word he says is from God. That's his words. This is right after saying in 14 days there'll be the rapture and we'll see who's right. And you'll see if God backs me up or you up. Every word I said is from God. You have to listen to my words. I listened. Joshua, I listened. What you're counting on is that your own followers forget what you said. I'm going to remind them to save them from your deceptive lies. Followers of Joshua, you have to see him as not just mistaken, you have to see him as evil. That's the only safe option for you. If you see him as anything other than actually evil, actually bad, actually satanically inspired, if you see him as anything else, you're going to be prone to fall into more deceptions in the future spiritually.
None of them will be empty. Every single thing that I have said because I'm in line with him, with his word. Every single thing that I have spoken will come to pass.
You're 100% confident.
100% does not do it for me. I'm a billion percent sure.
Billion. You know what he said on September 26th when he told them that it was still going to be another, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10, like something like 11 days, or more than that, 11 or 12 days away. He said he's a billion percent sure again. He says that he was right all along. He says he doesn't apologize. He's not sorry for anything. He was always right. But yet he said 14 days, this is the word of God. 14 days from now, that's the word of God on September 9th. Irrefutably wrong.
On the 23rd of this month, 14 days from now.
When he said of this month, what month was that? That was on our calendar. That was September. If you were on a Julian calendar, it would still have been September at that time. August. So he still couldn't, of this month, if you went to the Julian calendar with his words, either way, he failed.
That trumpet sound will sound. And every true Christian will be taken up in the rapture.
Satanic lies.
On the 23rd, I'll be doing a live.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You can tell they're surprised because they're playing the fence a little bit, these ladies. But they're like, he's going to stream live on that date. Wow.
I want to show you what I'm talking about.
I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. We watched a 12-hour live stream. It just ended with him staring down awkwardly and everybody silent as the final minute of the final window passed. And then the stream just ended because nothing happened. He says, I'll show you what I was talking about.
Know what I'm talking about. I'll be doing a live for the whole day. So I will not be doing a live on the 24th because I won't be here on the 24th.
So he says he won't be there on the day after his live stream, but he was there. 2 days later, he appeared back on their podcast.
And some have said, I'll be coming up with excuses, you know, to explain away. The rapture never happened.
Yeah. Okay.
I said that. Did he watch my video? No, it was because my video was after this, the 9th. That's exactly what a lot of us said. Of course you're going to come up with excuses. And that's exactly what he's doing. He comes back and he goes, oh, I have excuses. Come hear them.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not running. If you say on the 25th, I'll be here, life will be normal, and nothing's going to happen. I'm challenging you to come to this life. I'm challenging you to join this live streaming of the rapture.
Yeah, well, you're proven a liar. This is the easiest thing in the world to see. But his followers don't see it because they're in deception. They're not just hopeful Christians. They're in spiritual deception, dangerous spiritual deception. All right, this is, I think, the last clip I have from the September 9th, but I'm going to combine it with the opening clip from the September 26th so you can see this stark contrast.
You're out of time. I want to ask more questions. I have so many more questions. Maybe you'll come back on the 25th.
That'll never happen.
Never happen? Never?
Mr. Joshua, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming.
Yeah, so we are back here. Today is the 26th of September. That is the big elephant in the room.
Yes.
And the last time you were here, you assured us 1,000,000,000% that we would not be here today because of the rapture.
It is set.
It was 1,000,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%. He was 1,000,000,000%. Well, it's okay, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. Because today, now, as of September 26th, he has let us know that he is 1,000,000,000%. All right. What else did he say here? Let's see. Am I catching the right spot?
So I've sent you a video.
This is back to the 26th. We're going to finish off with just a couple more clips of this, a few more. I don't know how many more. Maybe a lot more. I don't know. We'll see.
So I've sent you a video.
Okay. No, I already did that. Okay. So we want to go right here.
He says, I think Joshua, when he had the date, he delivered it the way it is, but he didn't understand that God was not talking about our current Gregorian calendar, but he was talking about the Julian calendar that Jesus was being used when Jesus was walking on the earth.
Okay.
Does he know? Because he changed his terms there. He was about to say that Jesus used, but Jesus wasn't using it. He was using a Hebrew calendar for the dates. The Jewish dates are Hebrew calendar. It's nothing to do with Julian. So he actually changed it. Did you catch himself? Does he know that the Jewish calendar is not, they use new moons. Guess what October 6th and 7th is? It's a full moon. Like, there's no way on earth the Feast of Trumpets is on a full moon. It's not possible. New moon. That's what scripture says. You will, on the new moon, you will blow the let me show you the scripture. I will show it to you. Right here. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall observe a day of solemn rest, a memorial proclaimed with a blast of trumpets, a holy convocation. The only way you can get around this is you actually say that the Jews themselves and the Bible are misrepresenting, and the Bible are misrepresenting when the actual months begin and when the feast days start. You have to postulate, and they're actually postulating this, they're actually saying this. You have to actually say that the beginning of the feasts and of, excuse me, the Feast of Trumpets and the new moons, or the beginning of a month in Israel, is on an eclipse instead of being on the new moon where the first sliver of the moon shows up. It's insanity to be like, I'm gonna literally rewrite the Bible in order to defend this prophet who came out of nowhere. The only explanation I have is you are caught in major spiritual deception. Now, you might be thinking, but Mike, I received a lot of encouragement from this rapture prediction, and I thought I had all these confirmations from God, and I thought I felt the presence of God and the Spirit of God confirming it to me. Can I remind you what scripture says? Because we are fallible beings. We can be easily led astray. It says that Satan disguises himself as what? An angel of light, or his messengers, disguised as angels of light. That is exactly what he does professionally. He imitates the divine. He imitates God. When his great antichrist arises, what is he? He's an antichrist. He's not just against Christ. He's a replacement for Christ. He's going to try to look as much like Jesus as he can. He's going to try to sound as much like the Holy Spirit as he can. All right, let's listen to them more.
Was being used when Jesus was walking on the earth.
Okay.
The people of the world would be surprised. The rapture is still on, people.
The rapture is still on, people. No, bro. No.
We know in part. And then after.
Jesus help.
We know in full.
Again, he's leaning on this passage of scripture that says, you know, when we get to heaven, when we experience the presence of God, we're going to have full knowledge. And he's meaning in September 23rd, we knew it in part, but now we know September 23rd really means October. He says 7th and 8th. He means 6 and 7 because he's just not smart enough to actually do the math. Anyway.
I'm 1,000,000,000%. People have to believe me. I repeat this. I saw Jesus face to face.
No, he didn't. You're not 1,000,000,000%. You're zero. Nobody has to believe you. They have to not believe you. You didn't see Jesus face to face. If you saw anything, it was not Jesus, bro. That was something else.
Someone who apologizes is someone who is admitting they were wrong.
This is in response to the question of, will he apologize to people? Will he say he's sorry to the people he misled? And he goes, well, then I would be admitting I was wrong.
Message was wrong. Don't apologize and don't defend it.
He hates you. Joshua followers, he hates you. He doesn't care about you. It's the worst kind of depraved indifference. You're just a tool for his own pleasure. You're NPCs in a video game he's playing.
The mockers, the scoffers, let them mock, let them scoff. And I want to say something to those who mock and scoff.
Let me say something about this mocking and scoffing thing. I've heard that phrase, mocker and scoffer, repeated ad nauseum throughout the videos of all these people supporting Joshua. Mocking is not always bad, and scoffing is not always bad. God actually mocks people. Elijah mocks people. We should scoff at things that are scoff-worthy, and we should mock things that are mock-worthy. That is actually appropriate. This guy's mock-worthy. He is an actual dumb fake prophet. Like, those are facts. That's what he actually is. And that he should be mocked and laughed because it disempowers him. That's appropriate. Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal because they deserved it. they were like trying to do their offering and get their God to answer by fire. And Elijah mocked them and he goes, maybe he's in the bathroom. Maybe you should yell a little louder and he can't hear you because he's going poo-poo. He's mocking them. Okay, that's not always bad.
I sleep in peace. Mocking and scoffing me does absolutely nothing.
I mean, I don't believe it does nothing. I do believe he sleeps in peace, but I think it's because he's basically a sociopath.
Can I ask about the dates?
Yes.
Is it physical or spiritual dates?
No, physical.
So these are days, literally, it's not going to be like a day to the Lord means, you know,
It's,
years.
It's literal
these are
days.
Literal October. Days.
Good
October.
For them.
Yeah,
good
the
for
one
them.
We are entering in now. So
he has no way out of this. Now, this is where I think that Joshua is not very forward thinking. This is one of the reasons why I say he's actually an unintelligent man. Okay. There's plenty of unintelligent men out there who are noble and godly and wonderful men. Joshua is an unintelligent liar, deceiver, satanic tool. But this guy, Joshua Malakala, I want you to remember his name because nobody remembers this guy's name. So that song will make you remember it. This guy, he doesn't think beyond the moment so much. He couldn't even come up with his own excuse for why the rapture was failing. He couldn't do it on the live stream with a trumpet blast of Israel passed and he didn't know what to say. And somebody else said, maybe it was God has his own trumpet that's not connected to Israel blowing the trumpet. And he went, yes. And he jumped on it like that. God's trumpet. He borrows from everybody. All the arguments he gets for his rapture views, he borrows them from other people. He puts it out there, then other people defend him. He watches their videos and he repeats what they say. He's a copier. He doesn't originate things. This theory is not originated. And that's why it's a reckless theory. He only has a few days now till October. He says 7th and 8th. He means 6th and 7th. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But let's say 7th and 8th. Fine, he has till October 9th. And then what? Well, he's going to do? He's going to go on the internet. And he's going to watch for videos for followers who are still there, who are going, Joshua was still right. We forgot that there was no zero AD and there was just BC and then from 1 BC to 180. So maybe it's 2026. We have a whole other year. We didn't realize that Joshua was right all along. 2026 is God's 2025 or something like that. You'll see. He's going to look on the internet and try to find it. Now, if nobody defends him, he won't know what to do. But if someone defends him, he'll just grab what they say. That's what he's done repeatedly.
So rapture trending was part of the plan. And this global conversation was part of the plan, according to you.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly the way you put it.
And he got that from people on the internet as well, I'm pretty sure, because they're saying it. They're saying that the rapture being wrong was what God wanted. That is how you know you're stepping into deep spiritual delusion. God wanted a prophecy to fail in a worldwide sense because it would be a good thing. Not God will use it for good, because he'll use it for good. He wanted it because it was inherently something, it was part of his plan. I like this to happen. I want all of my most faithful followers, that's what they would view themselves as, the people who followed Joshua on this, all my most faithful followers to be publicly shamed and embarrassed for predicting the rapture on the wrong day. The plan's working good. It's working real good. They think it's a win to get the rapture wrong. That's how you know you're in deep. You're in deep. You are in cult territory now.
To those who have been told that my prophecy has failed, my prophecy has not failed.
Your prophecy failed.
Just watch me days to come. But what you must do for now, keep the lamp burning.
He takes your lamp, which is your hope in Jesus, your stalwart faith in Christ, and he pretends that it's belief in the date he's setting for the return of Christ. You switch it out. You trade out your faith in Jesus for your faith in them. The Bible talks about false teachers as they draw disciples away after themselves. This is what Joshua is doing. He's drawing you after himself, not Christ. He's just using Jesus' name when he does it.
And the more the doubts, the more you must roar against them. Don't allow them. You know,
I've heard this from like Mormons who are digging into like the history of Joseph Smith and stuff. And then some of them fall away from Mormonism, which is really coming out into the light. Other ones double down and they actually say something like, you know, the more I have reasons to disbelieve, the more my faith will shine. That's scary, because like, how do you protect yourself from believing lies if you have the mentality? The more you have reasons to doubt, the more you should believe. Wait a minute. Isn't that the opposite of reality? isn't it more like, when I have a lot of really good reasons to doubt Joshua Malakala, I think I should actually doubt him. He's not the Bible. He's not God. I think I should doubt him.
The church has terms that they use in order to silence people. They say date setter. You are a date setter.
Is Joshua a date setter? Here's a quiz for you all, because he's about to answer this question. Is he a date? Is he one who sets dates?
I never set the date, but I'm passing the message that Jesus said he will come on this day.
You're being gaslit by this guy. I've never set a date, but I'm passing on a message that and here's the message. Jesus said he'll come on this day. It's insanity. It's not even high level lies. It's like the lowest level lies. And somehow the lowest level lies are sometimes more effective somehow. I don't know. It's weird.
Another term that they use is goal shifting. They say, you know, you put a date, mm-hmm. or those in the past, they put a date, when it comes and goes, then they put another date.
Okay, and when that one doesn't happen, they set another. It's like, exactly. It's like, for instance, now, so let's say the 2 days passed and now it's October. So after October, they then expecting you to set a new goal, a new date, maybe to say December or February, like that.
So okay. Exactly. So you see, I was in my house.
Do you hear what he did there? They just pinned him down. He opened the door. He goes, they say that we're goal shifting. Well, you are. You're moving the goals. And they call him out and they give him a specific example. So you've given two dates. Now are you going to give another date after October? And he goes, yes. So this is it's a good point. You bring up a good question. This is exactly what I want to address. So I was in my house. Let's listen to what he says right after this.
I was in my house. I was in my house, and God told me when I asked him about the last 2 days, and he said, in days to come, I will rapture my church.
He just goal shifted. He just did exactly the thing that he says he's not doing. He says, oh, after the dates passed, I had a message from God, and the goals shifted. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you can't laugh at it, you're in it.
I'm not goal shifting. Please, people, do not accuse me of goal shifting. That's not what I'm doing. In fact, this is final. This is final.
Literally the same exact word-for-word statement he said about September 23rd in the previous month, in September. This is final. There will never be another date, he said. There will never be another date. And then he says, now this is final. This is final. I'm 1,000,000,000% again.
What do you have to say to them who have trusted and believed in every word that you've said and they've run with it?
I love that they asked this question. Sin Twins, I was critical of you, and I think it was proper and appropriate. You should never have platformed this guy. You helped to cause a lot of harm in the world, and you're going to have to deal with that, and you'll be known for that. And so maybe that is enough of a way of dealing with it, is you'll be known for as the ladies who help platform a fake prophet. And you have your excuses, and you're like, yeah, but we interviewed someone else who said they didn't think the rapture was real. And they're like, yeah, but this isn't how we handle these things. You don't just interview fake and real people. You've got to be careful. But now when it comes to prophecy, like not just opinions people were wrong, and him saying he had words from Jesus. But this question was great. I'm going to play it again. The applause to you ladies, total props. This was such a good question for you to ask. I'm glad you asked it.
What do you have to say to them who have trusted and believed in every word that you've said and they've run with it?
The rapture is still on. That's all I have to say to them.
They push him on this. Rightly so, they push him on this.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't despair. The rapture is still on. It's only days from now. I don't know. To those who think that I might be goal shifting, why would I goal shift with just days? Wouldn't I give myself more time, like 3 months?
You would, except you're not smart enough to come up with an actual explanation. This is the reason. His brain is not big enough to figure out a better way to go. So he just goes, well, bro, Scott found this Julian Gregorian calendar thing, which doesn't matter because the Jews use their own calendar. They don't use either of these for setting their dates. And they use new moons, not full moons. Bro, Scott, you need to know this. But he's just copying them. He's not smart enough to find his own solution. So he's looking for someone else. I was just trying to think, like, if I was going to come up with a new solution after October, what would I say? The only options I can think of are, A, you spiritualize the rapture somehow. When we were raptured. Or, oh, it's God's judgment. The rapture was going to come, but because you guys... Here's a possibility. Because you guys didn't believe. Is this going to be the one? Maybe? Am I helping you out, Josh? You going to watch my video and then use this? Go for it. I'll call you out. Because you guys didn't believe. I was God's final arrow. I was the last one to tell. But they fell away because they failed the test of September 23rd. And now, because you failed the test, you don't enter the promised land. You marched for 40 years, but you don't enter in because you failed the test of faith. And so now the rapture passed, and now we're in the tribulation. So I will remain. God left me here. I told him, I will stay and be a messenger for them. And I will stay here and guide them through the tribulation. And so for the next 7 years, we're going to get more of Joshua making stuff up and hurting people's lives. Is that the alternative? Or is it the, oh, there was no zero BC and we got our calculations wrong? Or is it something else? There's another thing there where you go, oh, but, There's a number of God's grace, and then I'm going to add this calculation into what I've got. So it gives us a more time, another month, another year, another 2 years. I don't think he's going to stop. I think he's going to keep going. And it's just a question of how he's going to do it. And I don't think he'll even come up with it himself. He's going to borrow it from someone else on the internet and repeat their words like he always does. Let's do the next clip. There's just a few more to show you guys here. Yeah, actually like two or three more.
So I know you're not apologizing for the date, right? But are you... remorseful for the pain and the heartache, you know, that they had gone through. You know, some people sold their houses, their cars, their valuables, you know, because they just did not see themselves here. And fair enough, because you did guarantee that. Are you at least sorry for the emotional stress?
I love that you ladies asked this question. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was so good that you did this. This like made me glad that he did this follow-up interview, even though I'm upset that he's prophesying again, because you actually held him to the fire a bit on this. That's really good. That's really good. If you have a chance to bring him back, I mean, you may not listen to me. You blocked me on your channel, so so maybe you won't listen to me. But if you can get him back after this is over, bring him back. But don't let him just ramble on. When you get him on camera, hit him hard. Hit him hard. Play the clips of the lies he's told. Play the clips where he said 14 days. That's the word of God. 14 days and it passed. And he goes, oh, we just had the Gregorian calendar wrong. October 6th, 7th, 1,000,000,000%. Play those clips and shame and embarrass him in front of the world. That's the only thing that has to happen at this point.
And the pain that they felt in the process and the anguish of just waiting at that moment and nothing is happening.
I wouldn't want to use the word sorry. Okay. As if like I have a blame.
Okay, just remorseful. Empathy. Do you have empathy?
No, he does not have empathy. He's just trying to calculate what he thinks is the best thing to say here. He's trying to work out like how to spin this moment. He's not sorry. I want you to understand this. You listening, you sold your car, you sold your house, you gave away money. You embarrassed yourself in front of your family and friends. That person you've been witnessing to, that you staked everything on and told them, when you see me gone, I want you to know that Jesus is real and I want you to give your life to him and stand strong for 7 years. You're going to see them more distrustful of you and of Christ and of the Bible. And Joshua's not even sorry. He's not even sorry. I told you guys a week ago, I told you he doesn't care about you. Or before the stuff. This guy doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about any of you.
I'll make an example.
Okay.
I never told anyone to give away their possessions. In fact, I never even touched this subject.
No accountability, no care, no concern, no sorrow, no responsibility. When it's logical, if you really know you're going to be gone the next day, like I'll be out of here and you'll still be here, to then take steps of faith that show people that it's true so you could be a testimony to them. That is not an irrational thing to do. What was irrational was the belief that you can know the time when Jesus says, no one knows the day or the hour. What was irrational was believing a guy who's misusing scripture and who's obviously a liar.
Now, if I use the word sorry, it's like now I'm taking blame.
Okay.
You know, I cannot. But the word I will use is I sympathize with him.
Okay.
It is right to be angry and to despise this man. I pray for his soul, right? But because he is dragging so many down with him, he's got to be stopped. I don't mean through physical violence, but he has to be stopped through public shaming, total awareness, putting on display. And I think that if you learn to spot someone like Joshua, you'll learn to spot the next guy too, because these guys always go in patterns. They repeat the same kind of patterns, reinterpreting their prophecies, taking no blame for anything.
In days to come, yes, 1,000,000,000%, I tell you, the rapture is taking place. Yeah. And please, I would like to also encourage the church.
Nah, you don't get to encourage people anymore. You're done. He's 1,000,000,000% again, like he was 1,000,000,000% before. October 6th and 7th. Let's see. Today's the 27th of September. I will probably get this video uploaded today. I'll just put it up right away. There's a lot of other stuff going on. I want to get up a video on the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service and kind of intersection of faith and politics that I'm not even sure of all what to think about. But I think that we need a correction in the direction of Christians doing more political advocacy. So anyways, I'll deal with that. As soon as I can get it done, I'll get it done. But this rapture stuff is so present. It's right now. Here he is, fake prophet, Joshua. Scumbag of 2025. He's 1,000,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%. So my encouragement to you, mark him. Avoid him. Learn the lessons. If you fell for it, don't you dare despair. Feel bad. Feel terribly bad that you fell for it, and realize that the grace of Christ is there for you. Get back up, go back to church, because many of you are isolated. Many of his victims aren't really part of, deeply connected to any fellowships. Get back, get involved, ask for help, ask your leaders to help you process what happened and learn the lessons, and learn to stop setting dates and to stop pulling out your calculator to figure those things out. We're just to be ready at all times. Not to be predicting over and over and over again. This has been a public service announcement. All right, I want to pray with you guys if you're up for it here at the end of the video. God, we just thank you that your word is true, that every man may be a liar. Joshua's a liar for sure. And we pray, though, that you'd help people to rest their faith upon what you've actually said and not distortions and lies from Satan disguising himself as an angel of light. And we ask that you help the people who were deceived by Joshua to recover and get reintegrated into church, and that this would serve as an example that would stop the future, because there's going to be so many more false prophecies in the next few years as we approach the 2,000-year anniversary of everything in the New Testament. We ask that let your church be wise. In Jesus' name, amen.